Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and I have along with me, you know, one of the wonderful ladies, Charlene McNeil. Hi, Charlene.
Hi there, everybody.
Charlene, there's always so much to talk about, you know. And
okay.
Today, I feel prompted to talk about some of the changes that are coming. It seems like every month or so there's new changes coming. And I was wondering if different people who have been calling you, if they have new aches and pains, new complaints. Not the old complaints.
Well, a lot of it is being tired. You know, feeling really tired.
Well, I'm thinking about tired, pain, and whining.
Whining? I do that one. The whining part.
Yeah, you know about whining, don't you?
I know
you?
About whining.
Yes.
Or the feeling sorry for yourself, or...
Oh, I'm past that.
Oh, you've gone past that one. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm past feeling sorry for myself.
You just go to the whining part.
I go to the whining stage. Well,
oh.
The reason that I mention this is I've had people sending me emails about pains in the chakra area. Of course, we did that a couple years ago, but it seems like there's a new round. And then I've had people complaining about pains in different body parts. You know, you say this part. Well, my arm hurts today. My leg hurts. So besides being tired, have you seen other people talking about pain?
Well, definitely, yeah. Yeah, but the most of it is, in fact, I'm seeing people with really severe problems with their body. But I think what we're dealing with is, right now, we're dealing with a releasing a lot of, not just things that have happened from conception to birth and birth to present time, we're bringing a lot of cellular memory up because God has said that that's all got to be taken care of. So it seems like it's just, I've never done so many past lives with individuals I have in the last 6-8 months.
Well, I'm inclined to think that some of this is happening because of different energies that are coming in.
Yeah, that's part of it, is to clear all of it.
Well, I sort of think that this new energy is percolating some of these past issues to the surface.
It is, definitely.
And it's almost like it's an alarm clock.
Well, it is.
And I feel myself that we're on a schedule, though I have to say Spirit does not tell us what the schedule is, nor do they give us an operational manual. They just go do it.
Well,
so that's why I thought it might be a good idea talking about this, in case there's people out there who are feeling a little bit stressed out at this time. We've had the energies coming in from a powerful eclipse. I think we've had some energies even coming in before that. And I think the body is going through a real transformational cycle. Outside of the fact that we're bringing up things from our past that has to be cleared. What kind of clearing seems to have been most prominent in your experience, Charlene?
Well, I wouldn't say that there's any certain one.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's so different. And so when I'm working with somebody, usually God will tell me what that past life is being cleared and resolved. He won't just say, okay, I'm now going to pull it out. He'll say that he's got to have it resolved.
Well, I for myself, and again, we're all such individual people. I've had a lot of past lifetimes, it seems like, where I have been at odds with church dogma on one level or another. And in that experience, you know, we went through periods where people who had different thoughts about dogma were persecuted in some fashion. And the kinds of persecution that went on was very dire, in the sense that there was a lot of torture involved. And I've noticed that I've had lifetimes that I've cleared around that particular issue, because it had to do with allegiance to the king, to the pope, you know, to some other government organization. And that has been for myself. And the fascinating thing about that is I've been picking up books, and when I pick up a book, there is something about the historical background of that. So in a sense, I feel like I've really learned a lot about those particular epochs in history.
And how involved we were.
Yes. How involved we were.
Right. Yeah, well, most of the past, if you want to do a general thing, it usually, like you're saying, it comes up with some kind of persecution, violence, or else being seeing it being done, that has brought up a great deal of sorrow and sadness associated with that brutality. And so sometimes I'll find that even if the body, let's say that somebody has a problem dealing with their left shoulder. Well, I've seen where the cellular memory that was in there was because of brutality that was created on that individual. And when that's pulled and released and canceled, then all of a sudden the pain is gone.
Remarkable, isn't it?
Oh, it's amazing, amazing. You know? And like I said, I was just telling somebody that today. I said, well, what I've heard is you have to, it's being verified that I didn't know this, but God does. And I'm just telling you what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's pull it out and see what happens.
Well, so, what I'm inclined to think about this, Charlene, is we have, most people know around the physical that there are subtle bodies. And
right.
The closest subtle body to the physical is the emotional body. And I think because these past lifetimes that we're talking about, we were so emotionally involved in that particular issue that it shows up in the physical, because the physical is right next to the emotional. So the emotions were so strong during that period of time that we pick up the pain in the physical. That's my take on it.
Yeah, and I'm finding that what happens is as we're doing the session, it's almost like, because I always write notes of what people are saying.
I know you do.
And I can look at the notes, and I can see that we've made a full circle back to the original statement.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of a sudden, all that's been cleared, and there's been clarity, and they'll say, well, my goodness, I've been dealing with that now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like we don't realize how much our cells, that cellular memory is within the cell.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of fun to watch that be pulled out and canceled, and see that cell, and then put a positive in its place, of course.
So what might the positive be?
Well, in most cases, let's say that there was some brutality,
mm-hmm.
or whether it was with the individual or with somebody that they cared about,
mm-hmm.
or even knowing people in general that were being the brutality with them, there's a tremendous amount of fear.
Oh, yes.
Associated with that. And so most people in this lifetime really has not even pulled out of that feeling of what being in fear. and they don't know what it's like. I almost have to have them find a time that they felt a sense of peace and tranquility or a sense of goodness or love and find that emotion. And then I'll tell them, okay, hold that and stay there until God goes in and pulls out the negative frequency of those feelings and puts that one in.
Charlene, let's take a moment and invite callers to give us a call here at the station. And this is a toll-free number, so no matter where you are in the U.S., this is toll-free. It's 877-876-5227. And what I would like for you to do, if you're so inclined, give us a call, number one. Tell us where you have been feeling pain. And if it's not showing up pain in the physical right now, give us some insight into perhaps some of your troubling dreams, because you might be viewing some of these things from the past in your dream, and people usually know this because they'll wake up with an emotion that is frightening of some sort, perhaps running of some sort, and we could give a little discussion about that. Again, 877-876-5227. And I know that we are just such wonderful people to listen to, but we're 25% into the show right now. Give us a call. Let us know what you're going through and see what we can do for you.
Yeah, because God will go in and resolve it for you.
Well, it's a good thought.
And in fact, even if it isn't a pain, I think that a lot of people are feeling a great deal right now. It's a financial stress.
Yeah.
And, you know, we get so much bombardment from the media and the fear factor. We have to remember that if we go all into a fear factor, we'll create the fear because we're in a vibrational frequency of energy. So we have to look at it and know that mankind has always survived. They've always done well. And God's going to help them succeed. He didn't send us here to fail. He sent us here to succeed.
Well, here on Earth, finances and prosperity is really an issue around fear if the individual is feeling that lack.
Yeah.
And it has been finances, prosperity, food. These are things that the establishment has used in the past as a fear motivation to get us to do what they want. We've been involved in fear over the centuries. Did we have a caller trying to reach us?
Yes.
Your name?
My name is Gregory.
Hi, Gregory. What can we do for you?
Well, I'd like to find out if maybe you can give me some insight into some physical issues that have been going on for a long time for me.
Well, let's talk about it.
Okay.
What's involved here?
Okay, starting out, I had a sickly childhood with asthma.
Asthma in your childhood, is that what you said?
Correct.
Okay.
And I continued through that pretty much without treatment, got into health care, and had started into a running program and had been in it for a couple of years, and I got real sick after a 5-mile run. And ever since then, I've had chronic pain and chronic fatigue. And I just wondered if you could give me some perspective on that.
Okay, let's clarify something first. You had asthma as a child, and it sounds like you kind of worked your way out of that.
I did temporarily.
Yes, and then came back when you were running and did a 5-mile run.
Well, I've been running for 2 years, and I was up to where I could run 12 miles.
Well, that's amazing.
But, after I had that event, I got ill again, and then so it came back.
Okay, let's turn this over to Charlene. This is kind of her area that she works with. Charlene, what did you say your name was, sir?
Gregory.
Gregory. Charlene, what do you need to know from Gregory?
Well, let's just, who's your higher source?
I'm sorry?
God, is God your highest source?
Well, I don't necessarily have a particular name for him. He's just there.
The creator.
He's my Om. He's God. He's my father.
Okay, so
okay.
We're all talking about the same being.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
okay, Charlene.
Okay, so then you might, I don't know if he's picking up everything. Can you hear everything
you're
saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I can tell you also that I definitely believe in reincarnation.
Okay, okay, good. All right. We're going to go in and ask, if this is a past life, if that's a past life, the cellular memory will be that if anybody had a trauma associated with what you're going through, then the cellular memory kicks in when you are doing something different than what the memory is. So let's go in and ask first.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Have you listened to us before, Gregory?
No, I haven't.
Well, Charlene has to get permission. That's why she said that on each one of these
questions. I understand that part, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm real glad that you have come across our show. We've had a lot of new listeners on BBS, and we're glad that you stopped by to hear what we're doing, because I think we're doing some really very unique work. Charlene doesn't hear us, Gregory. She is in the quantum field right now.
Okay.
She's in Theta. And when she...
I've been trying to practice on that particular area for my mindset as well.
Well, where are you along with that right now?
Well, I started on a program for a while, and I follow David Wilcock quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
He also has the HoloSync program. And I was using it for a while, and they continued to send me additional information or additional programs before I'd even really had a chance to use the 6 discs that I'd already purchased. And I think that kind of, for whatever reason, it made me think they were kind of disingenuous.
Well, you know, maybe, just as a thought, work on this yourself without the discs in this respect. It sounds like perhaps you do meditate.
I do.
Uh-huh.
A lot.
And we get into a state where we're very relaxed, sort of like when you're ready to go to sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can be awake and still get into a more relaxed state, and I don't know where you are on the meditative portion, but when you do that, have you ever taken your consciousness and looked down into your body?
Well, if you're asking whether or not I've had actual astral projections, is that what you're referring to?
No, not astral projection.
I do a body scan frequently.
Good. This is what I'm really asking you. You're staying in your body. You're not projecting anywhere, but you're kind of doing a scan. But you're just taking your consciousness and sending it to each part, whether you start at the head or whether you start at the feet.
Yes.
Now, when you do that, and you're in a very relaxed meditative state, do you see inside of the body?
No. What I try to focus on is where am I having the pain, and how can I alleviate it? And it ends up being sort of a battle. The battle is I try to do as much as I can, and then almost invariably I always go overboard.
Well, instead of going to the pain right away, try another part and practice and see if you get the sense of what's going on inside the body. Now, in the beginning, you don't see real clearly. You will start with intuiting. And what I mean by that is you have the sense that something is there, but it's not real clear yet.
Well, I can tell you one thing that affects me that I know for sure that I am, and that's the empathic process, because I can't be in a room where there's any negativity.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure how much bearing that has on it, but I can pick up energy in a room as soon as I walk in before anybody
mm-hmm.
even speaks to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were kind of concentrating a little bit on trying to do a body scan, and I was just giving you some thoughts as to how you might work when you're starting out and not necessarily work with a site where the pain is, because you need to kind of make a little bit of a foundation before you start seeing into the body. I remember working with a group. We were working with one another, and we did a scan on other people. In other words, we each did a scan on one another, and people do it in different ways. But like when I first started out doing that, I didn't have the sense of seeing real clearly. I just had the sense that, well, this person had a problem in this area. So when you first start scanning and you first start seeing into the body, it's a gradual thing.
I know. Actually, I've been working on that a long time, and I wanted to mention something else, too. Of course, I got a reading from Sylvia Brown probably 18, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And from that point on, I do the regular process of putting a white light around myself and mirrors facing outwards and neutralizing the negativity and removing all negativity from within me and so forth. I do that affirmation every day in addition to other things. But
they're all good things.
Mm-hmm.
Now tell me something. Where is the pain right now?
My legs.
In your legs? Are they hurting now?
No, it's just kind of an achy feeling. I got them propped up for the moment. I'm going to head out the door as soon as I'm off the phone here. But it's exercise more than anything that precipitates the pain, and it's a muscle pain. It's generalized too. It's not specific. I used to think for a long time it was cardiac, but I don't know of any cardiac patient that I ever took care of that went through this much pain.
Well, actually, he released within the bronchial tubes, in your breathing, in your lungs, and he took out the negative that your perception on a past life, released all of it, and put in, life is meant for me, life is full of joy and happiness. I now accept life with joy and happiness. Does that ring true to you?
Well, I've been saying every day now that I don't have to believe that I'm the light, I am the light.
Okay.
So, yes, that rings true to me.
Okay. But how are your legs?
Well, they don't really hurt at the moment.
No, I'm sure they don't. Okay, now I want you to take some deep breaths and let me see how you feel when you breathe.
My breathing's fine right now.
Okay, take some deep breaths, will you?
Did.
Now, how's that feeling?
Well, it didn't hurt before, but I'm on a lot of medication.
Well, part of it is releasing that past life. Also went into your DNA and changed the memory in your DNA. Also changed the memory, what is called in the heart mind. The heart mind is a receiver and transmitter, and into the brainstem. So that was all changed so that your breathing becomes more even at the stem cell fetal memory. Also, to the God intelligence, which is the adamantine particles. So let's see how that starts working for you as far as your breathing is concerned, because when your breathing becomes better, so will your legs, because your legs are not receiving the oxygen that they prefer.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Can you do anything to help my memory come back?
Oh, sure.
Now, which memory is this that you're talking about, Greg?
I have real problems with short-term memory.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to go back to school, but it just, that and the shaking in my hands, the short-term memory has pretty much compromised my being able to go back to college.
Ah. Did it, at one time you did not have that problem?
No, not at all. I did quite well in school.
Okay. When you were 22, it was really quite well, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have an accident?
Well, I did as a kid. I had I fell head first off of a bike coming down a hill and hit head first and was unconscious for 3 days. Now, I thought it was a big deal because I woke up when I was unconscious during that phase, and the pain was so terrific that I just went unconscious again. I couldn't handle the pain.
Okay. So what we'll do is go in and release that, okay?
Okay.
Let's go and do that right now.
Okay.
Well, Gregory, I thought it was interesting when Charlene mentioned that the legs were bothering you because there wasn't enough oxygen getting there.
Well, knowing that from a scientific standpoint, I would correlate that with my medical training. That certainly makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that was interesting. People who have problems with circulation will have problems with the legs many times.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you hear what they have said about Gulf War vets, about their chromosomes actually being broken and reattaching?
No, I didn't. But so they think that is the problem?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Scientifically, they've actually looked at their chromosomes, and mm-hmm. the chromosomes break, and then they reattach to a different chromosome, creating a completely different set of chromosomes in the person, so they end up having all of these anomalies happening, and they don't necessarily all correlate to the same kind of symptoms.
Oh, because each person will have a different set of
yeah.
symptoms depending
uh-huh.
on, yeah.
And one of the big areas that they're finding this is true is with alpha radiation contact
mm-hmm.
From the depleted uranium they're using in their ammunition.
Wow.
Okay, what he did was go in and connect. First of all, went in and pulled the shock, trauma, and panic from the severe pain and from the trauma of the accident. And so went in and pulled all of that and cleared it. And then went in and did what was called, it's called a brain mapping. What's happening right now, your left and right brain are not connecting to give you the short-term and long-term memory. You're having problems a little bit with your long-term. Right?
Well, short-term, initially, because I can't remember names as soon as I meet people. I can't keep the name. I'm having some long-term memory problems, too, but it seems more short-term to me.
Because what happens is, did you have a trauma in the last 15, 20 years?
Yes, the event that I talked about in 82.
Okay.
That was, it came, you know, I came real close to a near-death experience.
Well, see, what that did was, what it did is it brought forward the trauma when you were little, and it really increased the trauma then. Okay? So he's gone in and cleared it. Now, what he did was he did what is called the infinite symbol, which connects the right and left brain and their full capacity. And the stem cell fetal memory, and also put it in with the adamantine particle, which is the God intelligence. And so what I'd like to have you do is in the next week read something and then turn around and see how much of it you remember.
Okay.
Okay? Because that's been connected. Because with the two traumas, it was very much, what it did was just build a, one build on top of the other.
Well, I also, I didn't mention this, but we all go through like life activities where there's high stress factors. About the same time, I'd gone through a divorce, moved, got remarried, relocated, got a new job, and all those things happened within a one-year period.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, I had an ET experience this year before the separation.
And you tried to do it all, didn't you, Gregory?
Oh, no, I wanted to tell you guys, I don't know if many people know this, but it seems to me that when the Greys will say, a lot of times, in the particular experience I had, they were saying, everything's going to be okay, and, you know, they seem very friendly. I don't have a recall of actually what happened, other than the fact that I had contact for a second time that I'm aware of. But then it was a year almost to the day after that event, I separated from my first wife. And I think that I've read somewhere where I've not been the first where that's happened to. And can I ask you one last thing?
What's that, Gregory?
How can I open my pineal gland to more of the infinite reality?
What would you say to that, Charlene?
I couldn't hear everything.
Hey.
How can I open my pineal gland up more to the infinite?
Into the incident?
More information on the higher levels, the higher
plane.
Yeah.
Oh,
I want to get my vibration up higher.
Mhm. Do you have any thoughts, Charlene?
Well, we'll just go in and ask God to open it up for you.
Thank you, dear.
Okie doke.
Right? Because actually, when you've had that, well, see, what I'm picking up from you is that you really have, when you say that you can't be around negative vibrational frequency, it's because you do live within a higher frequency. You're already doing that. But
I don't like to say that in such a way as where it sounds like I'm putting myself above anybody.
No. No, because everybody has that capacity. It's just that some people are tuning into it because they choose to.
Well, and some people aren't working with it, Gregory.
Yeah.
What Charlene is saying is that we all have the potential, and you'll have some people who are really interested in it and work with it, and
then
you have others who aren't.
It doesn't raise you above anybody because we're all really basically all the same.
That's the way I see it, too.
Yeah. We're all one with each other. It's just that some people want to get on that spiritual path. They have more of a drive to be on it than
somebody else.
It doesn't make it that you're better than. It just means that their time will come when they choose that, too.
Right.
Okay. So it isn't that. It's just that right now you've had the traumas, which has created a block on you being able to open up the pineal gland. And because of the trauma to the head, it traumatized it. So what I'm hoping is I would like to have you call back next week and tell me if that has cleared that up.
Okay, I'll try to remember it.
Yeah, because that releasing the trauma there, it will make a difference now that it'll be able to come forward and serve you more readily.
Hey, Gregory, you have a day timer. Write in your day timer for next week to give us a call.
Yeah, because I really would like to have the follow-up and see how you're doing. And then not only that, but we can follow up on what has been done today.
So put it in your day timer or on your calendar.
Okay.
To call us next Wednesday.
Just if I don't call, don't be disappointed because of all of these other health issues, I'm not a real big schedule person,
but I
will definitely write it down.
Well, put a thread around your finger.
Well, what you're going to do?
Yeah, I saw where that worked in the movie It's a Wonderful Life.
What you're going to do is just put it in the subconscious and just say, I now choose to call back next Wednesday.
Okay, well,
and
thank
you. The subconscious is very obedient. I can tell everybody, if I'm not coming up with a name or something, I'll say, oh, well, just a minute. And it'll come up in a minute because the subconscious is very obedient. So just say I call back next, and then let's see what kind of results that you're having.
Okay. Well,
okay,
thank you, ladies.
I'd like to hear.
I love you for the work you're doing.
One other thing, Gregory, before you go, since you are a seeker, go to my website, CarolynEvers.com.
Okay.
And look at the conference calls. There's a button up in the right-hand corner.
Okay.
And if you're so, if your soul prompts you, you might want to join one of our conference calls since you are seeking. The next conference call is going to be the last Thursday of this month. Archangel Michael is going to be with us, and we brought in the Standing Ways the last time we did a conference call with him, and this not this Thursday, but next Thursday, he's going to be working with us, showing us how to use the Standing Wave. That's the same wave that's in the Pyramid of Cheops and at other sacred sites. So we are doing some, what I believe, very exciting work spiritually.
Well, thank you very much for what you've just done for me. I've got to get off the phone because my wife has to take me to my car that's getting fixed, and she's got to go to work. So.
Well, yes.
I love you, ladies, and thank you very much.
Yes,
and,
have a good evening.
You too.
Bye, Gregory.
Thank you so much. Bye now.
Bye. Charlene, before we go on, why don't you give people your telephone number, dear?
Oh, okay. My telephone number is 801-944-9346. And once again, I'll say, if I don't call you back in 48 hours, please call again. I just had an experience yesterday where somebody had called me and it was not on the machines.
And that time zone?
It's Mountain Standard Time. So please call. It isn't I'm ignoring you. It's just that I don't always get the calls on my machines. So, and I've got three of them.
Well, yeah, you're a high-energy person, so sometimes you just knock them right off.
Yeah, even my granddaughter says, Grandma, didn't you get my message? And I said, nope, I don't have any of the machines, but she knows what I'm like, too, so...
And so the other people who might be out there who are new listeners, my website is CarolynEvers.com, CarolynEvers.com, and there's an interesting book there that Archangel Michael had given us with regards to Earth history. There's quite a few books that we have brought in from the other side. And the conference calls are quite remarkable. The voices from heaven, for instance, I find those most interesting. We take the questions from people who are going to be on the show, on the call that night, and we ask them of the master. And I have to tell you, the questions that we are getting and the answers that we are getting are just so fascinating. The last one we had was with Master Kasumi. And for the month of April, golly, isn't it hard to believe we're next month is April already? Mother Mary is going to be the one that we're going to be interviewing. So give that a look, and your soul might be prompting you to join us.
And did you think the one last Thursday was right? Really quite incredible.
Ah, yes. You joined us.
Yeah, needless to say, right?
Well, you said you were going to, but we kind of got started and didn't. I didn't hear your voice in the background.
Oh, didn't you?
No, and
I was mostly listening.
You were you were listening. Yeah,
I was a listener.
Well, the questions were so fascinating. For those who didn't hear it, Master Kasumi was on the line, and we had questions about the crystal skulls, where they came from, his answer was fascinating, I thought. We had a question from one of the people about whether he was a pharaoh, and a particular column that was in New York, if he had something to do with that. I mean, the questions were just so remarkable.
And quite variable.
Yes. They covered a wide path of information, and I thought also about the secret schools of the wise men. I thought was fascinating how they had gathered the information to make it available for Yeshua.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we hear about the three wise men, but we don't hear anything about, well, what was the purpose? Why did they actually go visit this child? Yes, they knew that he was going to be the new king, or someone who was very special, have a very special birth, but why did they go? What did they take with them? What knowledge did they share with Yeshua? And in effect, did they have secret knowledge that they shared? I thought that was fascinating.
Yeah, that's true, Pete. It's kind of, what's fascinating to me right now is how many people are really questioning things and wanting answers. Not because they necessarily say, well, I'll follow that thought pattern. They're trying to make up their mind what they want to think. And I think that's pretty fascinating.
Well, you know, it is fascinating, and there's another aspect of that, Charlene, too. Spiritual, from my experience, what I have seen is that spiritual information comes to the forefront. People start using it, and then there are individuals who wish to control it.
Right.
And then the spiritual information is hidden again. And some of these people who are questioning this now, the certain questions that they are involved with, they've been involved with that information in the past, and they're starting to remember. And that is what the beauty of it is, I think. For instance, if you worked with the School of the Magi with some of this information, and you worked with that in the past, and you want to know about it right now, you're intrigued with it. Well, to me, I believe that this is part of memory resurfacing.
Right. It's part of the cellular memory coming forward, and actually the energy out there now is for it to come forward and be able to make a decision on your own. What you want to believe and how much information you want to have, because the energy field is opening up. It's just almost like opening up all the books for people to come in and understand what has been, like you said, what's been hidden, because a lot of things are starting to be unearthed, and I mean unearthed, you know, from the physical level as well.
Oh, yeah, and in the past, politicians could keep things secret, and they can't anymore. Nothing is secret. It's all going to come forth. It's part of the new wave of energies.
Well, I think that too. I feel that's part of it. People are just wanting to make decisions on their own, what they want to believe and what they want to accept and have it come in.
I'd like to invite the folks. We've got enough time here for another caller, and our toll-free number here is 877-876-5227. Give us a call. You might want some information from your personal Akashic records. This is something that I work with. That might be something of interest to you. Or since Charlene is working with some pains that people are finding that might have a bearing with a past lifetime, might not, give us a call and see how she might be able to work with you. Charlene, this new energy that's coming in, I'm aware that there is new energy, and when I go to the records to find out if it is, they tell me about the new energy, and fascinatingly, the sacred geometry of the new energy coming in has to do with numbers. So
right.
People are seeing numbers on clock radios or radios over their range, and some of these numbers that they're seeing has to do with the new energies. Now, are you seeing this yourself, Charlene?
You mean with numbers?
No, not so much with numbers. You were talking about the energy expanding. I'm wondering if you see the energy expanding. I figure for sure you're seeing the numbers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Part of it is we really, well, it's kind of like he was talking about, you know, him feeling that energy when he goes into somebody. Now he's talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, if an individual had those kind of feelings, we pretty much kept them to ourselves because we didn't want to be treated as different or odd or something. But more and more people are calling me and they're saying, you know, I know that listening to you, I know that you'll believe this. So I'll say, well, give me a try. So then they'll say, well, I'm sure I'm seeing angels. I said, well, you probably are. Oh, I'm so relieved. I thought maybe it's things like that that's going on.
Well, Charlene, we have another caller, and your name caller.
Oh, this is Lila.
Hi, Lila.
Hi.
What can we do
listen,
for you, dear?
I was listening yesterday to a video by a person by the name of David Wilcock. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's the reincarnation of Edgar Casey.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
You heard of him, huh?
Yes.
Well, anyway, we were watching that, and he was talking a great deal about the pineal gland and how it got its name from the pine cone. And he showed many, many illustrations of how through the ancient right to the present time, the symbolism of the pine cone.
Oh, that's interesting.
Huh?
I said that's interesting.
Oh, very interesting. And, you know, it is a third eye. It's called the third eye. And they found that inside it is surrounded by pines, by rods and cones, just like the retina of your regular eye.
Oh, isn't
and
that
it's
fascinating?
Lined. Yeah, the pineal gland is lined with the same retina, the same cells that's in your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very fascinated with that.
Oh, I think it's very fascinating.
And I was looking up the pineal gland, and since that's right in the middle of the forehead, I didn't think that was the crown chakra.
No.
I thought the pituitary was the crown chakra.
No,
it's
crown
not.
Chakra is up above.
What was that?
The crown chakra is up above. Up
well,
above
yeah,
your
but
head.
The pituitary gland is really at the base of the skull. So now I'm confused, which is the crown chakra?
Well, the crown chakra is above your head.
Is it what?
It's above your head. You
put
know?
Your hand on top of your head, Lila.
Uh-huh, I got it, yeah.
The other is the third eye, or all-knowing.
That's the one in your forehead.
Yeah.
Between the two eyes.
Yeah. Has to designate the God energy. But if you have it on the crown, it's like you've opened up the chakra over your head, and God just kind of pours in the information to you. And it's called a knowingness.
Okay, now it says the crown chakra has the violet light, or the lavender, whereas the pineal gland, the third eye, is indigo blue.
Well, actually, Lila, if I'm doing a clearing with somebody, I will clear that one because you have to go in there and clear the DNA. And the pineal is the master cell for all the chromosomes. So you program that, and then the master cell will program all the rest of the cells because it's a master cell.
Okay, but I'm still a little confused as to, is the crown chakra one of the glands?
I did hear that.
We can't hear you, Lila. You got to speak up a little louder.
Is the crown chakra one of the glands, like the pineal and the pituitary?
Yes. Well, the pineal is the, is actually you go in and clear any DNA, because it's the master cell for clearing all the chromosomes in your DNA.
Charlene, I think what she's asking you
I can't hear her.
Crown chakra, is that a gland?
No.
And you said yes, and she says, I'm confused. And I think what happened here is you didn't hear her.
I couldn't hear everything.
Right.
Okay.
No, the crown chakra is not a gland. Huh. It's an energy field.
I see.
Did she hear that?
Yes, she
yes,
heard.
Yes, I did hear that.
Nyla, when you're on one of our conference calls and the masters are bringing in a lot of energy, don't you feel the top of your head sometimes burn or tingle?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, what's happening is that's coming in through your crown chakra.
Right.
Uh-huh. I see.
Yeah, that's
well, anyway, is there any work that has to be done on my pineal gland? So, like Gregory asked, to help me to tune into the higher vibrations?
We're not going to have time to get into that, Lila.
No,
because
I don't have time to go in. And
no, see,
oh,
right
okay.
now, we've got to get off the air, dear.
Okay.
We're right up here at
but we can, you know, later on, call next week.
Yeah,
we'll
call next week, Lila, because we've got
to
get off the air, dear. We're right up to the moment.
Okay, we'll do.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you so much.
Friends, and tune in next week, and also our Sunday show and every other Saturday. Thank you so much, Charlene, for being with us.
Thank you, everybody, and we send you our love.
Yes. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. God bless.